in the famous battle of Ustapha, the Romans surrounded Josephus himself. And after destroying all the fortifications and everything, there only were 40 people left alive. Josephus himself tells the story. And they 40 agreed that they would commit suicide rather than fall into the hands of the Romans. And Josephus arranged it that he was the 40th. And when the other 39 had taken their lives, he surrendered to the Romans. And he ingratiated himself with Vespasian. And that's where the debate begins, whether or not he was a hero for the Jewish people. He saw the futility of it, and he was tried to mitigate and save the Jewish people, or whether he was a traitor. He went over to the Romans. But for the rest of the war, from the year 66 to the year 70, he would be in the camp of the Romans, of Vespasian and Titus. Later he would move to Rome. He would become an honorary citizen. He was friends with Titus, and he held positions of importance and honor. And then he wrote his famous books, two very famous books, The Antiquities of the Jews, which was a history of the Jewish people from the time of their exodus from Egypt until the destruction of the Second Temple. And the second book is The War of the Jews, which deals in great detail from the time of the Hashmonaim till the time of the destruction of the Second Temple, and the description of the war of Rome against the Jewish people. And it remains today a basic book. We find that the books of Josephus had wide acceptance among the Jews. Rashi quotes it. Other Rishonim quote the books of Josephus. However, as I told you, the church has edited and laid its hand on the books. The books, therefore, have a vast amount of Christological references to them. And it remains a continuing source of controversy among scholars what the original text of the book was. You also know that all historians are in one way or another self-serving, especially historians who are participants. When they tell the story, they tell it their way. And so all of that has to be taken into account when we speak of Josephus. But after it's all taken into account, those are masterworks. They remain so until today. And then his book against Appian, Contra Appian, was also one of the leading books of the times. All right, the last few moments, we'll get now to the towards the end of the war. Vespasian ground out the war, village by village, city by city, death by death. And by the year 68, he had come to the walls of the city of Jerusalem. Now, the city of Jerusalem was prepared to withstand a very, very long siege. The Talmud tells us that they had supplies laid in for 20 years of siege. But here's where you have the intestine warfare between the groups of the Jews themselves. The zealots fought with the Sicricum for control of the city. The zealots controlled the Temple Mount, which was Shimon bar Giora. The Sicricum controlled parts of the city, and Agrippa's army controlled parts of the city. All three fought each other, killed hundreds and thousands of people. Then, to top it all off, Yochanan Gush Chalav invaded the city through the Roman lines, and he fought a pitched battle with the forces of the zealots. And the zealots, in order to make certain that the Jews would fight to the last man and not give up, burned all of the supplies of the city of Jerusalem. So wild were they in their...